This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I didn't think it was possible to steal an election from a president who performed like a rock star. The guy who unquestionably could galvanize people anywhere, anytime. He won beyond a shadow of a doubt. Statistically, commonsensically, in every single way. And they still managed to do it. Scary thought, right? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, The Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Let me tell you something. You better take this as a lesson, because I'm going to tell you in this episode how you win against leftism, because you can't put your faith in politicians. It's really that simple. There are two things that guide what you do. In whether it's success in business, success in social media, success in whatever, it's people and money. See, we have 80 plus million people who know that an election was stolen. God, 80 plus million people that support our way of thinking. And you know what we do? We give our money to those clowns. We give our money to Hollywood. We give our money to their businesses. We give our money to their ideological nonsense. Every time we shop at their stores, we play on their social media sites, etc., we give them more credibility. And you know who came along and took it away? Trump took it away. He took away the credibility of their media. He took away the credibility of their social media. He used it against them. And now they have the nerve to ban him. He's on ban for this many days for inciting violence or whatever. Oh, they now feel like they got it going. Let me tell you something. You want to know how you shut down their social media? You get off of it. That's what you do. You want to shut them down? Stop going to their businesses. Stop watching their stinking football. Stop watching their movies. Start doing things that move your money, your time, your energy to the things that will ultimately matter. And you know what? You build it, they will come. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That is exactly why when I got into this, I told people the biggest risk for us, if coming from management consulting, is there's no marketing of our ideology. There is no pipeline for conservatism. You got to come to it on your own. Millions of Democrats came to it. I can tell you with certainty, folks, Joe Biden will never be my president. I disavow this government. This is a crooked government. We all know Biden's likely not going to even survive his first term. He's a dead man walking. I want you to stop and think of what these clowns got away with. The Biden family, what they got away with. Hunter Biden selling America to China. And he wasn't the only one. Don't you think that for a second. The Clintons, what they got away with. You think any of these investigations are going to continue? Let me tell you what's about to happen. They are going to fleece this country. And you know how you can stop it? You can stop it by taking the money away from them. Can you imagine Zuckerberg's net worth falling to where he can't put $400 million into a race? That's what he did. He should be in prison for that. The entirety of the Obama administration practically should be in prison. They've gotten away with it. All I can say is, wow. Not blaming us. We did it. You responded, man. You should feel good. Pat yourselves on the back. Don't you be feeling down. You pat yourselves on the back. I told you, look, I put myself out there. And I don't have any qualms telling you, I know with 100% certainty President Trump won a second term. You know it too. That's why you aren't going to feel horrible. Now, you may be asking yourself, Kevin, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? They're going to be doing all this stuff. You're right. They're going to be doing all this stuff. Talked about it the other day. Leftism doesn't work. How do you think we got Trump? We watched Barack Obama do so many bad things. That's how we got Trump. How crooked can they be before they finally start eating their own? But I know what we do have now. We have a puppet government in a third world country that is not America. America still exists. It exists in you. It exists in the 80 plus million patriots who voted for Trump, watched him get cheated out of it. And in some way, some small way, I hope in bigger ways, I hope you revolt. Let me tell you how I've revolted. I don't watch any sports. Oh, Kevin, man, I got my team, man. I got to like my team. Let me tell you what your team did. Your team promoted Black Lives Matter and this other nonsense. You want to support that? Because it's ideologically bigger than you. Oh, man, that's my team. The Pittsburgh Steelers are my team. The so-and-so, oh, the Lakers are my team. No, they're not. They don't stand for sports. They don't stand for meritocracy. They don't stand for what America used to stand for. And if you buy that jersey, you put it on, you watch the games, you're part of the problem. Stop. I stopped watching sports, period. So you have that. I told you, stop buying their products. If Target wants to have the LGBTQ, whatever, transsexual bathrooms, stop going. Figure out who their management team is. Let them know, I'm not patronizing you because of this. And then move your business to somewhere where your ideology matters. And you let them know, I'm coming there for this reason. We're going to give you a shot. By the way, I'm going to go ahead and make an announcement. You can go ahead and join theflickfest.com. Now, there's going to be site changes that happen. They've already started happening today. They will continue. But I'm telling you, there's some stellar products up there. And you will not be disappointed. It is an amazing site, theflickfest.com. It's equivalent to Netflix. It is now up and running. Go for it. We weren't going to announce it until next week, but kick the tires. We're going to talk more about it. We got a lot more to talk about because you have nothing. Nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to be upset. I mean, yeah, you can be upset, but trust me, we'll get out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The big steal, the big fat lie of the left. Welcome back, everybody. The Kevin Jackson Network.com's where you can find my show, The Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about the new puppet government in a third world country called the USSA, Soviet States of America. Chinese States of America, whatever you want to call it. But let me tell you something. You will function within this and you will succeed because there are many, many, many millions more people for us than against us. I realize the bully pulpit of the media, it's out there, but it's going to disappear. You need to maintain faith. Faith in knowing that we won beyond a shadow of a doubt. We outnumber these leftist clowns. Our ideas are the only ideas that work. I asked you the other day, take leftism to its bitter end and see where you end up. You want to live in any of these places where the left are in charge? Go live there. They don't want to live there. Talked about the violence in every major city in this country. You think it's going to go down or up? You think Joe Biden's going to bring that unity that he talks about? He's a clown. He's a puppet. He's not even the person in charge. It's being led by the New World Order. But trust me, American spirit exists, and it exists in as much as I know there is a living God. There, let me tell you. You just hold firm to your faith. You hold firm to everything you hold near and dear. You continue to behave the way you're supposed to, and good things will come your way. Melissa asked me, she says, what do you think the stock market's going to do? I said, it's going to keep going. They got to continue the ruse. They can't let you know. Can you imagine the stock market taking this serious hit with everything that just got announced? They're not going to do it. They're going to prop it up. Profit off of it for a while. But the bottom will fall out, and just keep your eye on it. The bottom will fall out. Anyway, I've been prepping for a decade since I started doing this in 2009. I prepped every single person I knew. I talked to every major, well, not every, but the majority of the major media outlets for conservatism, and I warned them, and it was mostly around social media. And the Facebooks were growing, and the YouTubes, and the all these different groups, the Instagram and TikTok. I mean, they didn't all exist, but you get what I'm saying. They were all growing, and I told everybody out there, all the biggest guys, I said, let me tell you something. You better get this figured out, and you better get it figured out quick. They are going to squash your voice. They're going to squash your ideology, and you're not going to have anywhere to go. And I built Tea Party Community, and nobody came. Oh, Kevin, the name Tea Party. Really? That's your beef? You're not even paying attention to what I'm telling you. I said they're going to have you breathing through a coffee stirrer. One of those little coffee stirrer straws. You're going to go from breathing free air, maskless, to breathing through a coffee stirrer if you don't wake up. They are slowly but surely taking over. And they actually banned the President of the United States. What do you think you're going to do over there? You might as well be trying to sue for getting a shot that caused you to get palsy or to die from the Wu flu shot, because you're not getting anything from them either. Conservatives better wake up. The only thing you have are your numbers and your money. That's it. You put together enough people and you can vote anybody out. I know they still think they're going to cheat, but they can only cheat to a point. You can beat them. And I told you the other day, if it was me, I would have hackers on staff. The best hackers in the world. I would pay them whatever it took, and I'd say, let's go win some elections, guys. So what did we do social media wise? I started TPC. Bongino partnered with the Mercer family, billionaires out of New York, and they all got in on Parler. Why? Because he had a big social media footprint, and the Mercers had a lot of money. Two things, people and money. So they started Parler. People have gone over there. We're over there. I don't use it every day, but it's there. But it's the right step. Bongino goes, you know what? I see it. I'm glad he had enough people. He's on Fox, which, what do you think is going to happen to Fox over the next few years? You watching them? I haven't watched Fox in 2+ years, and I won't watch them. You think they're going to save you? The other TV outlets, when we take our energy, you know, our time, and we stop watching Disney and all their other crap, and we start funding and watching our own stuff, that's when we win. Hollywood is in triage right now. I don't know if you guys know this. They're propped up with all this other stuff. They are struggling mightily. All the media outlets, New York Times, WAPO, all of them. You know why they're not struggling? Because the Chinese or Jeff Bezos have put enough money into them to keep them going. They can't survive on their own. Take them off life support, they die. Little outlets like mine, you know, I get 500,000 people that read the Black Sphere. Shameful numbers. Amazing stuff that we put out, and we get 500,000 people a month that read our stuff. 10, 15,000 people, 20,000 people a day at max reading our stuff. That's ridiculous. Huffington Post can put something up, which supposedly is owned by conservatives, but whatever. They can put something up, and again, you know, the daily costs or all these leftist outlets put stuff up and get millions of people to go to it. But we have lots more than them, 80 million people. What if they all just said, you know what, I'm not going over there? They give you the teaser line. Hey, teaser, teaser, come over here and read our article about how much we hate Trump and how much violence is happening in the Capitol and a bunch of other stuff, which I'll get into in just a bit. And we want to, oh, let me go check it out. Stop looking. Only put in conservative outlets. Do not go there. I know, it's just a click, Kevin. Yeah, it's just a click to go to my stuff. You're not coming. I'm not chastising you by any means. I'm just telling you the facts. It's just a click. That click pays them money. Stop paying them money. Watch what happens when they come looking for you. Will you please come back? I tell you what's going to get me back. When you start talking about the things that I care about. Better schools, getting rid of this BLM nonsense. Don't talk to me about white privilege. Don't talk to me about white guilt. I don't have any. And a host of other nonsense. Don't tell me how America sucks. As you, it sucks so bad you wanted to steal it. Let me tell you something, folks. You can defeat leftism in a couple of ways. One is faith in God, faith in something bigger than yourself, because that is the only way you win. These people pretend they have that. They don't. They've been led to believe that they're the ones who care about humanity. They are not. You are. And two, stop patronizing their businesses and their products. And it is only a matter of time when those two factors that I just told you kick into play. Because God sees you. He knows what you, he knows your heart, and he will figure it out and help you. Trust me, he's helped me a ton in my life.
Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced on Twitter Friday that he will not be attending President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration later this month. The United States lost 140,000 jobs in December, and the unemployment rate was 6.7%, ending 7 months of job growth and suggesting the economy is weakening. Tiffany Wilding is an economist. She explains to Bloomberg what this latest jobs report means.
Yeah, well, clearly the headline number was weaker than consensus expectations. And if you kind of dig into the details of the report, we can see through the decline, 500,000 decline in leisure sector payrolls, and specifically, you know, payrolls in restaurants, that really this was the result, this weakness was the result of, you know, the surge in virus cases.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn says states need to begin expanding who receives the first round of COVID-19 vaccines.
A number of the states have about 30 to 35% utilization of the existing vaccine supplies. So we're encouraging those states to broaden the criteria for administration.
Hahn, speaking in Washington, D.C. during an online forum, says a number of states have only been using 30% of vaccine supplies. States like Texas and Michigan are starting to vaccinate people 65 and older. Los Angeles Dodgers Hall of Fame manager Tommy Lasorda has died. The Dodgers releasing a statement Friday morning saying that Lasorda suffered a sudden cardiopulmonary arrest at his home last night. He was pronounced dead at a hospital shortly before 11 o'clock Pacific time. Lasorda spent 71 seasons with the Dodgers organization. Tommy Lasorda was 93. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't get it, folks. I won't lie to you. I don't get it. Trump giving in. I don't get it. Here's what they wrote. He acknowledged the end of his term in the Oval Office early Thursday morning, said just minutes before Congress actually certified the electoral votes in favor of Joe Biden, that there would be an orderly transition of power. I hope that's the last thing that happens. Just like it happened with him, right? The orderly transition of power where they tried the initial coup to get him out for 4 years. I want you to imagine the situation in America if Donald Trump had had Congress working with him for 4 years instead of plotting continually to get rid of him. And they succeeded. They got rid of him, but here's what they didn't get rid of. They didn't get rid of what he brought to back to America. America first. Oh, boy. Here's what's kind of interesting to me. All these people that, and I'm going to get a little bit vindictive here, but all these people that nuzzled up to President Trump at the time, you know, blocked me and many others from trying to get to him, even though I could get to the Trump at any time I wanted. I had friends that were more than willing to get me those meetings. Had a couple of meetings scheduled. COVID got in the way, Wu flu, et cetera. But none of them could help him. He was surrounded by enemies. All these people up there, you know, glad handing and, you know, bringing thousands of people to the White House, blah, blah, blah. And none of it helped. They didn't know how to solve the problem. Here's what Trump said. Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th, he said in a statement through Dan Scavino. Dan Scavino follows me. And, I just, again, don't understand why these guys did not rely more heavily on the stuff we were talking about. Anyway, so they tabulate the Electoral College to certify the victory of Joe Biden. The victory. Right. Yeah. There's not a person on the planet who believes Joe Biden could beat Trump. Not one. Not even the most zealous of Democrats actually believes that. They know exactly what happened. Certification dragged into the early mornings after the processes was interrupted when Trump supporters breached the U.S. Capitol. This is the funny part to me, the spin. And I'll get to that in just a second. But the spin of all of this, and how Trump wants to do a smooth transition. If I were Donald Trump right now, I'd be dumping data. I'd be dumping stuff about Biden. I'd be dumping NSA stuff. Forget WikiLeaks. It would be Trumpy leaks. I'd be dumping stuff on this country and the stuff that they did. We were promised this. January the 6th, and they didn't deliver. And it's shocking to me. I'm literally blown away. How many times did I come on this radio and say, guys, they got them. Trump said it in the debates. We got you. What did you have, man? You know, you got something else up your sleeve that we don't know about? Because people are waiting. I mean, you told Glenn Beck you were going to fight to the end, and now suddenly we get this concession speech? A concession speech of, you guys have heard me talk about Trump, a Wharton grad, self-made billionaire, who built an iconic brand, who against all odds becomes president, and he allows himself to lose to a fool, a moron, to don't misunderstand me, folks. The power behind what it took to get Biden elected is a scary thought. It's a scary thought. It can shut anybody down. But let me just say, you got to be willing. Because what do you think is going to happen to guys like me? You think I'm going to shut up about this? Boy, and we live in a world where they can just cut your money off and hack your computers. And, you know, who knows what they would try to do to you to destroy you. This is a nation now that would, don't be surprised if they just start trying to put people in. I'm not trying to be conspiratorial or get people up, but, you know, riled up, but there's no limit now. They can pick and choose winners and losers. The elections, do you consider any election real at this point? Can you impact anything? And boy, how about these Republicans? These weak-kneed Republicans. Tom Cotton said in a statement, Trump should quit misleading the American people. Many have publicly blamed him for inciting the violence. Quit misleading the American people? Tom Cotton? Wow. You went from being at the top of my list of leaders in the Republican Party to the bottom. Unbelievable. You're going to put your faith in Republicans? You're going to put your faith in a party? See, the way the Constitution was written is you put your faith in the people. Wow, man. Lindsey Graham. He said, who has aligned himself closely with Trump said in a fiery floor speech that he tried to support the president, but enough is enough. Trump and I, we had a hell of a journey. I hated being this way. All I can say is count me out. Enough is enough. We've got to end it. Man, you think these guys really learned anything? Or did they go, you know what? We better jump on this gravy train of Dominion. People from Dominion should be in prison. Smartmatic, Seidel, all of them. Where's all this stuff? The realignment of the special forces that was going, you know, the raid in Germany. I'm still asking where Gina Haspel is. Is she going to resurface? Is Donald Trump going to, on the 20th, say the smooth transition of power as I arrest everybody? I'm beginning to doubt it now. He's got Republicans, did you see the Republicans, the reason why they pull back their voter fraud initiative is because they said the people, you know, came in and created riot, you know, havoc in D.C. Therefore, we're pulling our thing for the riot, for the overturning the Georgia election. Because of supposedly Trump people went into the Senate building. That's why they did it. So in other words, the thing that is most important, not certifying a fraudulent election teetered on the idea that everybody had to behave. Yeah, Republicans. Just amazing. First of all, these aren't even they've already proven these weren't Republican rioters. These were not Trump supporting rioters. These are people that have been at BLM, looting and rioting and all that. But the Republicans want to use that as their excuse for saying, well, we no longer are going to decertify Georgia and we're going to now withdraw and give our votes to Biden. That's what it took. Let me tell you what Democrats would do. They would riot and then they would call them peaceful protest. But when we show up, it's riots. I'll get to the spin in just a bit. This is amazing to me. What we put our faith in. We put our faith in flawed men and women who are nowhere close to the founding fathers of this nation. And the founding fathers of this nation, they would see this as a reason to start this country over. And I do too. But how do you do it? You start this country over by not supporting leftism. That's what you do. I don't know. You know, Texas threatened to secede. I wish they would. I'd move there in a New York minute. If they said, we are no longer part of the United States, I'd move there instantaneously. Or move back. I'm from Texas. So what's going to happen here? Don't know. I'm not going to get into the crystal ball. Here's what I will tell you. In your little microcosm, won't change much. Democrats are going to try to fund global nonsense, and things are going to go back to normal. China will, you know, resume its taking advantage of America, as will all of Europe and so on. And it'll be back to the Obama years until finally somebody wakes up again and says, wait a minute, we're getting screwed. This is insanity. We'll see. Will we be wearing masks? Will we have to get our vaccinations, our chip implants, our barcodes, whatever else? I don't know. Will you get them? Will you ignore it? Right now, most of the people have capitulated. The Democrats prove not only can they steal an election, they can make you do whatever they want you to do. So who knows? I'll talk about the scamdemic in the next hour. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
America is officially a third world nation owned by China. Absolutely prostituted. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The question I keep asking is, why didn't Trump pull the trigger on his executive order? I have no idea. I put myself in his shoes a while back, and I figured he would man up. But I will ask you this. Why is it they keep wanting to invoke the 25th Amendment, which essentially incapacitates Trump and gets him out of office before January the 20th? Pelosi's called for it. Schumer's called for it. There are some, I got a thing from a mom's group has to be a leftist group saying anybody who would allow for these types of riots to occur in America should be railed, you know, drawn out on it and beaten up or whatever, waterboarded. Well, really, well, if that's the case, shouldn't we be doing that to a bunch of big city mayors, maybe a couple of governors? Back to Trump. Why didn't he pull the trigger? Lincoln pulled the trigger. I thought Trump would do the same. Everything was set up for it, then nothing after he vowed to fight. Is he still fighting? I don't know. Doesn't look like it. Now the spin is in, right? Rioters, they call us. Terrorizing. Trump embraces special rioters. These are headlines that I'm reading to you. He did none of the same. We are peaceful people. And yet again, the Democrats spread this rumor that we are up there and we're breaking into places. I was on a radio show the other day. He says, well, you know, Trump people did crash the Capitol. No, they weren't. They were Antifa people. Proven to be. Not a, well, I think they were. They had pictures of them. They showed this is the same dude, and you could easily see it. You could identify him in a lineup. All planned. They waited for us to go to D.C. so they could act like we were troublemakers. They put Antifa people in our midst because that's what leftists do. They are nothing but conniving scumbags. And that's being as nice as you can be. That's a compliment to them, the average one. He would look at you and go, I appreciate that. Thank you. Why? Because he's far worse, and they know it. Anyway, they keep asking for Trump's head on a platter, and I can't figure it out. Maybe you're like me. You're holding out. Kev, man, maybe they're going to go ahead and do exactly what you said. Trump's got them surrounded. The National Guard's there. The military's there. They're all trapped in D.C. right now. Wouldn't it be a great time to make a bunch of arrests? Or is he going to let them rail? Are they going to do like a Gaddafi, where they put him out and you know, put his ropes around his ankles and drag him down Pennsylvania Avenue? Is that the plan? We're going to go in there. We're going to stamp him out of there. I don't know what Trump's thinking, man. I don't get it. Big letdown, because I'm going to tell you right now, I was prepared to go to war over this. He made it sound like he would never, ever, ever give up. That's what Winston Churchill said. Yet we find ourselves, you know, contemplating this puppet government run by a brain dead moron and his sister girl that everybody knows nobody on this planet would have elected. And the Democrats, worse than that, Democrats smirking at us. Ha 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 ha. Look, we stole it. What are you going to do about it? Nah, 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 nah. And black folks, black leftists out there, wait till the laugh is on you. Because you ain't getting jack. Oh, they're going to give us universal basic income. They're going to give you a walk to the gas chamber. That's essentially what you're going to get. The metaphorical gas chamber is you're getting nothing. You voted for your own destruction. You cheated for your own destruction. You've allowed it. Black folks should be out there rioting right now for Trump. Did more for blacks than any other president. And these clowns or celebrating it. Happy they cheated. Decades of DNA of cheating in their blood. They watch this media, tries to demonize Trump. And what gets me, social media cuts him off. The president of the United States. Can you imagine this happening to Barack Obama? Can you imagine what would be going on, what people would be saying? I wouldn't be celebrating a cheat. If we, in 2008... if we had rigged the election and McCain had won, I'd be livid. Certainly knowing what I know about McCain now. But if I knew we cheated to win, I'd be calling for fairness. I'd say, look, guys, I get it. We won. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think a lot of people would have. I think some people would have been like, hey, man, I don't want Obama. So if we had to cheat to beat him, so what? I will say this, if we have to cheat to get these scoundrels out the next time, I'm all for it. I have no problem saying, cheat, go for it. Anyway, Trump didn't, he was going to recommend a guy for the DHS, Director of Homeland Security, yeah. And he made some comment about, you know, the all the things that went on in D.C. They act like we were just there and we burned the place down. To hear these people say this, I just want to slap a leftist. We went there. They infiltrated. They did their little shenanigans. But even with Antifa antagonizers, you had over a million people in D.C. and you didn't, and it ain't on fire. If it's not on fire, you got nothing to say. And these weak-kneed sissy Republicans that say, oh, well, you know, in light of the terrorism that occurred in D.C., we're going to change our vote. No, you weren't. You were changing your votes anyway. You were prepared because you have no spines. What do you think is going to happen to your party, Republicans that did that? Hey, quick aside. I was talking to some guys today, and they said to me, they were looking at my brand. They said, Kevin, man, you have a heck of a radio show. And, you know, were talking to me about it. And I was like, really? They go, yeah, that's like your best property. We went back and looked at archives, and we heard your show, and your show is awesome. I was like, well, thank you very much. Really appreciate that. I agree. You know, I know a lot of people, they're like, Kevin, I'm dejected. I talked to so many people, they're dejected. I was really hoping you'd be right. I was right. I wasn't right that we would win in the end, at least not yet, but I don't know, man. Like I said, there's something brewing here. Maybe they pushed Trump a little too far with talks of impeaching him or prosecuting him after the fact. I mean, can you push him beyond the limit? Keep coming back to this very simple thing. I would not leave anything to chance. Well, who was it? Posobiec said, Jack Posobiec, he said, release all the classified data, make life miserable on these Democrats. I would, man, you wouldn't even have to have said that to me twice. I'd be giving that stuff out to Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, The Daily Caller, Breitbart, Kevin Jackson. I'd be giving that stuff out saying, here you go. You want to know what Biden was doing? Here's the records. Here's the recordings. Here's this. Go for it. Told you guys, it wouldn't be WikiLeaks. It'd be Trumpy Leaks. Give it out like just unbelievably so. So now we got to ask ourselves, what's life going to look like? Well, let me tell you something. The left is going to try to make it go back to somewhat normal. They are. They're going to try to make, oh, look at Joe Biden's economy. Look at Joe Biden this. Hang in there for a little bit, and then they're going to go in with their craziness. They're going to give you a little and take a lot. Give you a little and take a lot. Lean in, lean out. They got to preserve it. The idea that, look at how great things are under Joe Biden. Look at what we were able to do in this Congress. As they put in their sneaky crap. You think McConnell's going to fight for you? You think those weak-kneed Republicans, those people that call themselves Republicans that have now become nothing but just little, oh, geez. They were waiting. They were the Lindsey Grahams of the world, they're waiting. You can never trust them. Never trust them. Terrorizing. Special rioters. Comparing us. What they compare us to? I can't remember, some group of hooligans or whatever. The overwhelming, I mean, 99.99999% of those people that went to D.C. were there in with no agenda except to hopefully watch President Trump get his second term. Man, I just hope they make him so mad he finally says, all right, screw it. I don't know if that's going to happen anymore. Too conciliatory at this point. But we'll see. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.